your online community for positive change. Heaven's Wave Network.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hello, everybody.
Good morning, afternoon, evening, depending what part of the world you're in.
Welcome. It's lovely to have you here for Being Here. Appropriately enough, the topic today is live in the moment and not in your worries. And that's definitely something that comes along with being here is not having worries. So today we're going to talk about aspects.
Wait a second. You said not having worries? How is that possible for people not to have worries, my dear?
I know. Isn't that just a part of being human? You're supposed to worry.
Doesn't everybody you know worry?
Doesn't it make you a responsible adult?
It does.
Not. So, if this is your first time listening to the show, we want to let you know
that we finish each other's sentences.
If you've listened before, we want to remind you
that we finish each other's
sentences. So just include it. It's our style. Now, if you want to live in the moment, the best way to do it while listening to the show
is through listening. But, you see, we all think we listen. Everybody thinks they listen, and some of us think we're good listeners. But do you have any idea of how much time you spend thinking about other things when you're listening to somebody? It's amazing. People say a word like dog, and you go off and think, did I leave water out for my dog? Or is the dog in the shade or in the car?
Or you get a picture of the
dog. Do I even want a dog?
Or if you're a contrary, you start thinking about
cats.
So your mind is incredibly facile. It's going to shoot off on lots of different tangents.
Directions, yeah, tangents. You know, our minds are a survival machine. That's what the mind is, its purpose is. It's to keep you surviving. So it looks for things that are out of the ordinary to focus on. And so it looks to find fault with what people are saying. It looks to prove your point of view right. It looks to prove that you're not stupid and you already know everything there is to know. And that's one of the functions of our minds. That's the way it works. However, you're not your mind, and you have the ability to actually listen to what another person's saying, to hear what they're saying from their point of view. Now, the interesting thing about this is, first off, you'll become a lot more effective in your life and get a lot more accomplished if you actually listen. But secondly, and more importantly, it'll pull you into the moment. Because when you actually listen, it pulls you into the moment. And the moment is a magical place, and the byproduct of being in the moment is that your life transforms. So transformation is really quite easy.
Now,
like our website.
What?
Transformation made easy? Yes.
.com. That was a very good segue. Now, please know, we are not identifying worries as a, quote, bad thing. Worries are simply symptomatic of not being present. They are a byproduct often when you get knocked off your feet and you are upset. They tend to come along with complaining. Worrying and complaining seem to fit very, very well together. What Shai and I have discovered is that when you are engaged, fully engaged in whatever it is that you're doing, worries fall away because no two things can occupy the same space at the same time, which, by the way, is the second principle of transformation. You can only be engaged or you can worry.
Well, worries can be seen as a barometer for how engaged you are and what's happening in your life. Worries can also be a great way to avoid work. To avoid doing what you think you have to do. You know, to procrastinate. It's just a great idea. Worries have many functions. They're not bad. They keep you from having to do the things you don't want to do.
We were talking with Caitlin today. Many of you may remember her. She was on one of the earlier shows with us. She's this international costume designer. She was talking about how she used to approach projects. And she used to approach projects by worrying about the project for a week and then doing it in an afternoon. And we were talking with her about her new style, which is to do the project right away and skip the worry portion. But in the past, lots of times, worry was a way to procrastinate. You know, where you take up time so that you don't have to get started, because what you need to do is creative in nature, and you're not sure how to approach it, and you're not sure how to get started. So you worry as a way to mark time, as a way to slow down the action. So I think a lot of you think of your worries as problematic, and you haven't actually recognized that.
That you're addicted to them.
And they're a solution for something.
They're like an old friend. When they're like the screensaver on your computer, you know, when things go idle for a minute or two, the old computer screensaver comes on, and instead of it being toasters and fish, it's worry about. Well, maybe there's nothing that, but see, it's very interesting. Let's talk about the principles of transformation. Anything, first principle, anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. So if you resist worrying, all you do is worry, because the first principle says if you're going to resist it and don't want to do it, that's what you do. The second principle says that no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So you can either worry or do something else, but you can't do both. So worry frequently becomes an excuse or an opportunity to avoid doing those things that you're afraid might be challenging or that you might fail at.
So one of the aspects of worry is projecting off into the future or possible futures based on your past. So you have to recognize that what's happened in your past is a limited subset. So you are only going to come up with limited solutions or limited ideas of the future
based on what you already know has happened in your experience.
And again, it's often something that people do instead of doing a project, because in a certain respect it's less confronting. You have survived worry before. It has become a strategy for success for a lot of you.
Well, you know, like when you went to school, if you went to school, and you...
Well, I have to say most people went at least to grade school or high school.
Right. And you studied, studied for a test but worried about how you were going to do, and you thought worrying about how you were going to do when you're off doing things other than studying that it was a bad thing, that you should be studying, and somehow you succeeded and passed the test and did well. Somehow our minds sandwich worrying in with success, that you passed the test and that you worried. Worrying becomes a strategy for how to take tests. So you can't just study and take the test. You have to worry about how you're going to do. And then, if you succeed, well, the worry to your mind is what had you succeed.
The other thing is, as we were all growing up, we looked up to role models for what an adult was, for what a responsible person was, and for the people we considered successful, the people we wanted to emulate. Most of those people worried. We have talked with many, many business individuals and parents and folks around the country and around the world, and a big challenge for people is to not feel guilty when things are easy, to go to work and get paid for doing something that you love to do somehow doesn't seem responsible, because you have been trained that to be a responsible person, you should worry. Now, living in the moment can include it, but it's not based in it. It's, you can be here and notice that you have worries running, but if you listen to them, you're lost.
Well, the third principle of transformation says that anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is, that is, without trying to change it or fix it or resist it, completes itself, disappears. Well, if that's the case, and we're saying that it is, just noticing your worries, if you don't resist them, is enough to have them dissolve. But most of us hold worries as a bad thing, as a wrong thing, and something that we shouldn't have. Rather than just noticing it when it shows up, and allowing it to be the way it is.
You could actually approach your worries a bit like the stars. When the sun is out, it eclipses the stars.
The stars are still there.
So you have a background of worry, but that doesn't mean that you have to listen to it. As you engage, when you engage, is go away. So there was something else I wanted to talk about, living in the moment and not in your worries. One of the things that throws you into worries is comparison. Comparison will throw you into worries right away. Now, what I mean by comparison is this. You're in your life doing what you're doing, and you look around you and you think other people are doing better, or that you should be farther along by now in your career, or something of the sort. So when you compare, it throws you automatically into worrying. But this moment is perfect.
You see, in each moment of now, life shows up exactly as it does. And it can't be different than that, because there's a moment, another moment, another moment, and lots of moments in between. And that being the case, the moment is actually perfect, but most of us think that the moment isn't. Most of us think that this isn't it. If this was really it, we'd have all the things that we're supposed to have in our lives by now. The only problem with that is that if you're not satisfied with your life the way it is, you won't be satisfied with it the way it becomes, because circumstances do not produce satisfaction in our lives. Being in the moment is what produces the satisfaction, being there for your experience.
So as we go along today, we're going to talk more and more about being here. We've identified worries, but now we're going to look more at the being here aspect of things. So come on back after the break and let's investigate everything it means. Don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
improve your spiritual well-being, and experience a new way of looking at spirituality and wellness. Tune into Spiritual Evolution with spiritual counselor, healer, and animal communicator, Kelly Marie. Each week, Kelly and her guests explore spiritual problem solving and connecting balance between the body and spirit. Spiritual Evolution with Kelly Marie, broadcast every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change. Spiritual Evolution, expanding the boundaries and broadening the vision of spirituality through inspiration and education.
The last great frontier is the magnificent mystery of the mind. Abundant evidence demonstrates that we have far more talents than we realize, and that our minds are exceptional instruments we can learn to use more fully, just as we'd learn to play a piano or a clarinet. Tune in to The Music of Your Mind, Living the Extraordinary, Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network, and learn more about how you can hear the wonderful music of your mind.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, welcome back. Well, we're being here now. We're talking about living in the moment and not in your worries. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be really, really great. But I think
Actually, the truth of the matter is that for us, it's a normal way of life that we live in the moment. And we have worked for many years before we ever realized it on trying to resolve those things that drove us to worry. Not realizing that we were raised by people who worried. And we learn to worry the same way we learn to speak the primary language that we speak. Because, you know, when a child is young, they not only learn the language within the first 2 years of their life, they learn the social mores and standards and rules by which they're supposed to function as a member of society. And we learn that both verbally and by absorbing the way the people around us behave. And if they worry, we worry. And we think it's us, rather than realizing that we've just absorbed a culture.
No, we're still capable of absorbing cultures, even seemingly in the privacy of our own home, if somebody's thinking of us. I think that was another thing that became really surprising to us over time. At least, of course, over time, it's become normal for us. But how many times have you picked up the phone to call somebody, you call them, and they say, oh, I was just thinking of you?
Well, just earlier in this program, we had a call waiting come in on our phone, and we looked at it, and it was my daughter. And earlier, just before the show started, I said, you know, we need to call my daughter.
She's thinking of us, and we need to call her. Well,
we missed. But
speaking
no worries.
We'll call her after the show.
Right.
Speaking of callers, we have Andy from Brooklyn on the line who has called in with a question. You there,
Hi.
Andy?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys?
We're great.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really interested about, I notice a lot that when I'm active and when I'm doing something, and when I'm surrounded by people, I don't seem to worry very much. But then when I'm by myself walking down the street or in the privacy of my own home, even trying to get work done, the worries just seem loud and constant and as if they'll never go away.
So I have a question.
Okay.
What do you worry about?
I worry about everything.
No. Do you worry about your hair growing?
No.
Okay.
Then you don't worry about everything.
Do you worry about your fingernails growing?
No.
No. Do you worry about whether your heart will continue pumping blood?
No, I don't.
Right. So you don't worry about everything.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
So first, it'd behoove you to discover what tracks your worries run along.
What specifically do you worry about?
I worry about my life and how it's going to...
Well, what about your life?
Well, I want to... It sounds silly, but I want to know how it's all going to end.
Tell you that, and it's very simple. You're going to die someday.
Yeah.
That's how it's all going to end.
Yeah.
But so is everybody else, so don't worry about it. And you know something? It won't happen a moment before it does.
Right.
And it won't happen a moment after either.
What else do you worry about? I'd be willing to bet when you're walking down the street or you're in your house, the majority of your worries are not, how's it going to end, how's it going to end? They are probably specific
to something that's happening in your life these days.
On themes about your life.
Right.
Such as?
Well, such as, I'm recently in a new relationship with someone that I'm crazy about, but I continually worry that I'm going to screw it all up and that I'm not good enough and that
you are. You're going to screw it up and you're not good enough if this relationship is not the right one.
Right.
But if it is the right one...
You'll screw it up, and you won't be good enough, and it won't matter.
It won't matter. Like, we've screwed up our... We've been together 25 years. How old are you, Andy?
26.
We've been together since you were a wee pup of 1 year old. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it is.
And we've screwed it up over and over again. And we didn't do it right enough. But you know something? We're meant to be together, and you know how we know that?
No.
We are. And it's obvious. And it's only gotten better over the years. But the thing is this. If you have to worry about how it is that you're being in a relationship, you don't have a relationship. If you have to worry that you'll say it wrong or do something that will get the other person upset, if you have to worry that if you breathe too loud, if you walk too close, if you touch her in a certain way, if you say what's on your mind, that's going to upset the apple cart. Your apple cart is already out of balance.
Huh.
You know, you can't have a satisfying relationship if you have to worry about how you're doing all the time.
Right.
That's not a relationship that works. That's based in the threat of upset. A lot of people threaten upset as a way to manage relationships.
It's interesting, Andy, your choice of words. I'm not a real linguist, but I got stuck on your very first sentence. I'm dating somebody and I'm crazy about her. And I know that that's a common term. It is a common term. There's nothing wrong. A lot of people use that. Oh, I'm crazy about you.
I think it's accurate here.
But there's something in that there's something about how my impression of you as you're talking about this relationship, not having anything to do with what you said, but with my impression that there's something crazy-making in you, that you have to spend time. I'm getting an image like at the circus, that you have
plate
to keep spinning the plate in order to keep it from falling. And I'm wondering if this concern about having to do it right or whether or not you'll make a mistake is actually taking time and taking energy away from something else in your life that might be more confronting, like work or
career.
Career.
Okay.
Okay, what?
I mean,
do you find yourself talking to yourself about
this? What do you do, Andy?
Well, I'm an actor. I don't have consistent paying work yet as an actor. So I also wait tables and I reading glasses at Bloomingdale's.
Okay. And your girlfriend?
She is.
Is she also in your?
Yes, she's also an actress who recently got an agent. She's been auditioning a lot lately. And
are you auditioning a lot lately, or are you worrying about your relationship?
I'm auditioning a lot, but not for anything that is. I mean, I don't have an agent yet, so I don't get sent out on things that that might make me a lot of money, or that will be consistent in getting me more work.
Well, it's interesting because earlier, in the earlier portion of the show, we were talking about how comparison takes you out of the moment and tends to generate worry.
So if you are comparing your career to her career and your career falls short, you worry that you're not moving fast enough. But you see, here's the thing. You know there are three principles to transformation, Andy. The first one says anything you resist persists. The second one, though, which is the one I really want to talk about, says that you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment, or no two things can occupy the same space at any given moment. So if you're worrying, you're not going to be working. You're not going to be going for auditions. You're not going to be doing the things that will support your career.
Right.
And if your relationship is one that drives you to worry about doing your life right, well, you can't be a very good actor if you're worrying about doing it right.
Right.
You gotta, you know.
No two things occupy the same space at the same time. You're either being the part you're auditioning for or you're worrying about how you're doing. Worrying about how you're doing is really neat. What it is, it's telling you you're not fully engaged in whatever you're doing.
Yes, and it's endemic to your life. So if you're worrying in one area of your life, you worry in other areas of your life. So if your relationship is one that generates worry, then you'll be worrying about your career, you'll be worrying about how your sales are going at Bloomingdale's, you're worrying about your waiting and whether you'll get tips, like that.
Right.
Don't you feel happy now that we've had that?
Not particularly, but...
Well, you know why? Yeah, why don't you?
Would you like to come back after the break and we can discuss a little more?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay,
good.
Great. So we'll talk a little bit more with you about your worries and pay attention during the break to see whether or not you're worrying about how you're doing or worrying about whether or not you're going to resolve this.
Or worrying about whether your girlfriend's going to hear this program and not like what you said.
Yes.
We'll be back shortly. Please come on back with us and let's hear what else we have to say, what Andy has to say to us.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the 7th Wave Network and discover your true nature.
Never before in the history of live radio have such illuminating revelations challenged everything we thought we knew about the hidden realms. This exceptional mystic, seer, and healer creates a truly amazing bridge across the chasm that has separated man for eons from the unseen worlds of mystery. Join host Al Mean for an extraordinary and enlightening hour by Walking Between the Worlds on Voice America's 7th Wave Network. Walking Between the Worlds airs live every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time right here on the 7th Wave Network.
Listening on a higher dimension. 7th Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. Andy, you still with us?
Hi.
You know, I want to address a couple things, or Shy and I do, obviously. The first is the thing you described about walking down the street or in the privacy of your own home when you're less active, you worry. That is really normal, regardless of your profession. Lots of times when people have children that have lots of schedules and deadlines, there's less time to worry until
the kids go away to college and then they are empty nesters and then all they do is worry.
Because activity that's being requested of you is something that will pull you forward into the moment. But you are at a time and a stage where as an actor, particularly if you don't have an agent who's sending you out on jobs, where you have to be more proactive, where you have to generate the request on yourself. And then, of course, you'll generate the request, and then most people don't like to be told what to do. And then there's the procrastination function that comes in.
And worrying is a great way to procrastinate, because if you get busy worrying, that's what you do. And then you don't go out on auditions because you're too busy worrying.
Right. Yeah.
The other thing, Andy, is I worked as an actress for a number of years. I was on television for about 3 years and did off-Broadway shows and whatnot. And one thing I think you are underestimating is that it is a competitive business. And love your girlfriend as much as you may and love you as much as she may, you both may be unwittingly competing with each other.
Yeah.
You might want to just take a look and see if she does little things that undermine you and you do little things that undermine her, because awareness is enough to dissolve that. Awareness is a non-judgmental seeing of anything. And my guess is you're not actually really looking at the specifics of things. If we go back to what we were talking about Caitlin saying she used to worry for a week about her project and then she'd do all the drawings in an afternoon. Worrying was when she had, I have a project, it's big, amorphous, nonspecific. If she stopped and looked, I need to do 5 drawings of this type. This character needs pants and a shirt and a jacket. When you look at the specific of something, it's much less worrisome. So when you say, I worry about everything,
That's not the truth.
And that's not you being interested in being specific.
And it's not you being interested in looking at and dissolving those things that you worry about.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the other thing, and last thing, because we have another caller we hear on the line, and we're going to move on to that, is that you might want to look and see if you're attached to worrying. And that on some levels you like it. It's familiar. You're used to it. You wouldn't know what to do without it.
Like a good old friend, you know, when there's nothing else to do, you can worry.
Yeah, I think that's really true, too.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling.
We wish you a very worryful day. Enjoy it.
You know?
Now, if you enjoy your worries, they'll dissolve.
Because anything you allow to be exactly as they are, without judging them, will complete themselves. Okay?
Cool.
Have a nice day, Andy.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, so we have Joe calling in from New York. Joe, you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. It's great to listen to you guys, and I can relate to a lot of what you were talking about with Andy. My worries are mostly in the realm of earning enough money through my yoga teaching and other jobs that I use to try to fill in and support the development of my yoga business.
So let me ask you a few questions, Joe.
Okay.
One, do you have food in the refrigerator?
Yes, I do.
Good. Is your mortgage or rent paid?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Do you own your house?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, it doesn't seem like you're starving then, right?
No, absolutely not.
So you don't have to worry about it right now.
That's true.
Good. True. Now, here's the other thing. Your worrying keeps you from going out and going to different venues to set up classes where you could teach yoga. Because you think about it, but thinking about it isn't doing it. So you can think about and worry about and like that, but that's not going out and doing the work. You know, I just, before this show started, because, you know, we do the show from our home office, and we call in just the way you call in, and I noticed there are a few light bulbs out in the house. And every day I walk by those light bulbs, they bothered me that they were out. But you know something? It took me all of 5 minutes to change those two light bulbs, and now I don't think about and worry about when I'm going to get around to doing it anymore. Because it's done.
Yeah.
See, you can either think about what you have to do in order to have more work and worry about whether you'll have enough money.
Or you can take action.
Exactly.
Incompletions set you up to worry. And sometimes incompletions are convenient so that you don't have to do what's next. Most of us don't know how to take a break. We worry as a form of taking a break.
Yeah, that is very true. I feel like I drain my energy by worrying, and then I feel like, oh, you know, I don't feel bright enough to go out and meet somebody and promote myself.
Ah, well, one of your challenges is you think it matters how you feel.
Yeah.
As to whether or not you're going to do what you say you're going to do.
Do you, I mean, not that we regularly don't feel well, because our lifestyle is not such that it generates that. But let's just presuppose we weren't us, Shia and I, and today came and I didn't feel bright. I really don't feel bright enough to be on the radio.
No, let's not do the radio. Let's blow it off today. You know, I don't feel like it.
Right.
I'm not really clear what feeling like it has to do with anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like living in the moment and not in your worries. Have you ever gone out even when you've not been feeling bright and discovered that once you start actually interacting with people, your brightness returns?
Yes, definitely. Absolutely so, yeah.
In a way, you're doing it in reverse. You're waiting to feel bright before you... It's like saying to the fireplace, Well, as soon as you give me heat, then
I'll give you wood.
I'll light you.
Right. Well, it's interesting because as we're talking, I'm remembering, you know, my travels this summer. I was in India for a couple of months, and it became a very energizing part of my experience over there is to go out and meet people. But I wasn't promoting my business. I was just going out to meet people, and so that's something that I could use.
When you were going out to meet people when you were in India, what was the purpose of that? What was it for you?
Just to energize my experience there and to meet people that I could make plans.
Now, wait a second. Did you say to yourself, I'm going to energize my experience here?
No.
But were you just saying to go out and make a difference with people?
To go out and make a difference with people, right, and to get to know people, you know, to make...
So I have a question. Does your yoga practice make a difference with people?
Absolutely.
Then you could approach it the same way. Just pretend you're on vacation.
All right.
Come on vacation, and today I'm going to go out and make a difference with people and talk to them about yoga.
Yeah, I could do that.
You have work and... play compartmentalized. It's all part of the same thing.
Your life. You know, it's funny how we're doing a workshop in New York City this weekend called Transformation in the Workplace, and most people spend most of their waking lives at work. And if work is not a spectacular experience of aliveness, well, you're wasting a lot of your life. You can't think, well, when the weekend comes, then I'll have my life. Because if you're not practiced, it's kind of like if you're not practiced at going for your life in every moment, like everything you do matters and it's an exciting adventure, well, then when the weekend comes, it won't be any exciting adventure. It'll be, I have to go fishing. Oh, what a shame.
I have to go meet with my friends.
Oh, I have to go to the beach. Oh, I have to sit in the sun.
You know, Joe, the dictionary definition of the word moment. Now, we're talking about live in the moment, not in your worries, and we've defined worries pretty well here. Moment's a very short period of time. It's a particular time, especially the present. But here's the one I love. It's a time of success, excellence, or satisfaction. So if you're going about standing in your living room, you're being successful at that. If you're fully engaged, if you go about your life as if everything you do matters.
Then it does.
And worries will fall away. They become irrelevant. It's a waste of your time.
Yeah.
Unless you're putting forward an old story.
Unless worrying about things saves you from going for your life. Unless your complaints about how things are more attractive. And, there's a possibility that's all you know.
Uh-huh.
But I think not. I think that you have a choice here.
Should be interesting to see about going about things with excellence, whether or not you feel like it.
You can
experiment with it and feel free to call us back on another show. Let us know how it went.
Okay, I will do that. And I will look forward to meeting people who know nothing about yoga and telling them how great it is.
Excellent.
Hey, you can even tell people who know something about yoga how great it is.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much.
Come on back after the break and we'll talk more with y'all about living the moment and not your worries.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Discovering Our True Nature with host Brandon Cohen takes you on a journey into consciousness with guided meditations and a discussion which supports connection with your true self. Join Brandon every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network and discover your true nature. Tune in to Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everybody.
Hi. You know, it's interesting. This program is being heard by people all over the world. I love that. But not only is it being listened to people all over the world, you can download this program. We got an email a couple of days ago from somebody in Texas named Carla.
Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla.
She's telling us that she listens
when she's traveling, so she downloads the program and then listens to it afterwards. Well, you know, she couldn't download it, so she got in touch with us. Now you can download it again. Programs are available, downloadable again. But
one of the things that she likes is that she can listen again to pieces that she heard before and hear it more than once. So feel free to download this show after you've listened to it. And not only that, you can go back through the archives and listen. And tell your friends, point them to the show, have them come listen. Joe was talking about getting excited about telling people who've never heard about yoga, about yoga. Well, living in the moment, being here is now a skill set that you all are developing for yourself. You will discover how much you've gotten it, how much of it is yours as you go out and express it to other people. It's really surprising. When Shai and I first started leading workshops about being in the moment and being here, Shai did most of the talking. Hard to believe, I know. And it wasn't until one day I was actually speaking to a client of ours about my perspective and how I was living my life that I realized it was mine, too. It wasn't just his. By verbalizing it and taking it out there and expressing it to people, you will discover what you know. A gentleman came to us on Monday night who's attended four of our Monday Night Alive courses in New York City. He's in New York. If you're in the New York area, you should come join us at that. And he went to a family wedding where there was about to be a big blow-up. And he said, no, here's another possibility. And he said, I had no right. What am I? I'm not an expert. I'm a novice. And we said, yes, you do have a right. Transformation
is yours.
So you can express it and have it be yours as well.
As an idea, you know, if you need backup information, We have three books out there now. We just published and released a book this month, our new book called Being Here, Modern Day Tales of Enlightenment. And you can get that book on Amazon.
The book is great. It's getting really, really excellent reviews. People are saying it is the book to get on enlightenment, that it's simple, it's amusing, it cracks open amazing possibilities of transformation, and that they're recommending libraries buy it. Library Journal recommended that libraries buy it for their inspirational section. So go ahead and go to Amazon.com, order yourself a copy.
And you could also get How to Create a Magical Relationship, which won the Nautilus Book Awards for last year, or this year, actually, for this year. And it was also the winner of the Eric Hoffer Book Award for a relationship book. So that book's out there. And, you know, you can also get that off Amazon.
And, you know, our first book, Working on Yourself, doesn't work.
It really doesn't work. Working on Yourself really doesn't work.
But the book does.
Yes. And noticing how you interact with your life non-judgmentally, which is what that book is about. It gives you the basic principles. If you discover how to be an anthropologist in your own life, noticing the way you interact with life without judging yourself for what you see, your life will transform. So they're out there to support you in having an excellent, excellent life.
Hey, are you getting our podcast yet? We have a weekly podcast of the week, a question and answer. If you are not getting it yet, go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, sign up for our email list, and you'll get a podcast every week where you can listen to people just like yourself asking questions and answers on all sorts of different things. So, living in the moment.
Living in the moment.
Not in your worries. You know, your mind is like a computer. It's going to go run off forward, extrapolating out
of your past and projecting off into the future about what's possible. But you see, the interesting thing is you only know what's possible from what you already know. So there could be simultaneously other possibilities available to you in this moment of now, but you've got to be here to discover them. Otherwise, you keep replaying the same old, the same worries, the same story, the same relationships, the same job, rather than life being exciting and new and special. Life becomes dreary when you're only locked in what you already know. Being in the moment gives you possibilities.
There's we have a friend, a gentleman, who found out that his wife has leukemia, which is obviously something that is worrisome. It's a very drastic situation in anybody's life. They have two children. One of the things I really, really admire about this gentleman is the meticulous way he goes about his work. And the meticulous way he goes about his work is one of the things that keeps him centered and stable and able to support his wife, support his kids, where worrying about it sets a precedent where the children have to be worried for their survival, that he's actually demonstrating what's possible, and things are going very well for her in how she is going about getting radiation and chemo and the different things that she's doing to become healthy.
Well again.
And so there really is something to be said for that. If you find yourself being consumed with worries, look around. There have to be incompletions around you. Do something. Put away that pile of papers. Answer that email. Make that phone call. Do those dishes. Make your bed. Vacuum. Pull a weed. If you get engaged, you will bring yourself back into the moment. And again, the moment is this magical place.
Right. I don't know. Yes, the moment is magic.
I thought you got a picture of this magical place.
Well, this magical place is where you are right now. You see, the magic is in surrendering to your life, because you can't be anywhere other than where you are in this present moment of now. You can't have life circumstances be different than they are in this moment of now. You can either worry about it or you can live it. If you live it, those things that appear problematic dissolve. If you worry about it, you bring the fear and the upset and the angst and the body sensations with you, and they're not good for you. They're not good for you. It's not good for you to worry. It's not good for your physical body. So we suggest that you discover this technology of being in the moment, living your life directly, and we will do our best to support you in that. If you live in the New York area, please make yourself available to our Monday evening groups. They're cheap, $20. They work.
And if you don't live in the area, we appreciate whether you're in the area or out, that you're up listening to the show and you're going about your life discovering how to be here. We're going to be back with you next week, Joe, whether we feel like it or not, and chances are we will feel like it, because there's no point in dragging your feet about anything you're doing, no matter what the activity. So play around with being engaged in your life.
That's right. Go for it this week.
And let's all come back next week. Don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.